Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, my fellow Fox Across Americans, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Wild week of radio for me. A lot going on in the world. You know, people bandy around the term dumpster fire a lot. They're like, oh, it's such a mess out there. But we really dove into it with this week's winner. Somebody I have so much fun with every time they're on TV, radio, if we're just hanging out at the bar or getting our families together in the yard. Brian Brenberg, the host of The Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network, tried to keep me on the rails in a discussion about the state of politics and the story that kicked off a wild week of news, which was the reduction of Donald Trump's bond he would post in his real estate fraud trial. None of it made any sense, but all of it was a damn good time. And if anything encapsulates the spirit of this show, it is that phrase right there. Yeah, it didn't really make sense, but we had a great time. But just keep coming. Keep buying tickets. That's all we ask. And while you're there, say hi to Brian Brenberg, who accepts his game ball now. Joining us now, not being pursued by the law, Brian Brenberg is here.
Not for that reason, anyway.
Hey,
I wish I could be there. I love Corvettes.
Me too.
I do love. My dad and I have an old Corvette. It's not a great one, but it's a fun one.
Yep.
And yeah, getting in that thing and firing it up. I mean, firing it up when you're talking about a 70s. Like, you can't hear anything else.
My dad had a 72. Same thing. It's a 4-speed.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Well, what we got into today was the sexiest looking car I've ever seen. And it was an automatic. I mean, what are we talking about here? Come on, Chevy. And I love it. It's fast. And I know it's more accessible to more people because they can drive an automatic. But, you know, when you get into a muscle car, you want to drive a muscle car, I think.
Muscles need to be activated. That's what makes them muscles.
Yeah,
You have to do something.
You
got to
do something. But was it a good looking car? Yes. Was it a exponentially better ride than the last car I drove people around the city in? With all due respect to the yellow Ford Crown Victorias in the audience. I like a Crown Vic as much as the next guy. But no, it was a nice ride. So we drove it and I did give it back, which, you know, there were no illusions that I wasn't going to. But to my credit, and you should be proud of this, I mentioned this to you in passing, when the shoot was over, because I had to take her around the block, I found a good open stretch of Second Avenue and almost killed us both. A lot of low end torque in that vet.
What does it sound like, the mid engine? Does it have a different kind of sound?
So here's the thing. The rumble is good, but you don't actually feel that throaty growl till you punch it.
Okay.
Okay, so the rider, it sounds like you'd expect it to sound.
Yeah.
Okay, deep, low, bassy little engine note.
Yeah.
But when you actually hit it, and you can feel the strength in that note is different, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a very funny moment. Rosanna Scotto was filming like an Instagram Live. And she's like, you know, I kind of want him to step on it. I want to get a little sugar. And I was planning to step on it. She didn't understand what I was doing is that I was letting traffic go. She's like, he's not even going. The light changed. People are honking. I was letting the room open up so I didn't like hit the guy in front of me. At which point I hit it hard enough that she almost threw her phone out of the car because she was caught off guard and almost lost it and went flying. I mean, kept her in the vehicle, but it's got that kind of firepower. And the roof was off. So, like, we're going for it here. So I got my money's worth. And then when we pulled on to 67th, which is where I was dropping her off, I did the same thing. I let traffic clear out.
Yeah.
Because at that point, when you get to the halfway point, you've got to turn the car in. So I made sure I got my money's worth. So we hit it hard.
It's almost not right to have a car like that in the city, though, because it's like
it doesn't belong
it's
here.
Calling out for something else.
It's like when someone has a lion in their apartment. There are reasons it shouldn't be there.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Brian Brenberg is here. He's part of the Liberate the Vet movement.
That's right.
You can't have one.
Free vets.
I laugh. Well, I will have you know, it's fascinating. To drive one of those, even in a TV shoot, I had to DocuSign a lot of forms. Really? Like, even for the Jimmy, he's just going to take her up the block and throw it in reverse, which I did not do. But like they said, you got to DocuSign a lot of things, driver's license, everything in between.
Because you're going to wreck the car, you're going to wreck yourself. Because they probably don't care about you, but they're like, they don't want to wreck this vet.
They'll wreck the vet. I believe it had a sticker price like $125,000. It was nice. It was a very nice.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was sexy. And I am not, to be clear, overinflating the worth. I don't want to get prosecuted by Letitia James. I do believe they told me the sticker price was $125. I'm under arrest now. They're like, Jimmy's overvaluing the Corvettes and his TV.
It's only
shoes.
$100 million bond. Don't worry. You can make it.
Yeah, they reduced the bond. So I've been back and forth on this as a comedian. I kind of opened the show on this. It's been a media reaction to Trump getting his bond reduced. And the characterization of this is that essentially the rich guy's catching all the breaks or, you know, something to that extent. Right. We were playing this earlier. But to be clear, he's the only rich guy to ever be prosecuted for this crime in the history of the state. So going from a $460 million bond to a $175 million bond is not exactly doing him a favor because he's still getting prosecuted for it.
Well, yeah, I hear these people saying, oh, he got his bond cut by 60%. Yeah. That would never happen to me. Yeah. He's getting special treatment.
I'm
like, wait a second. There are literally zero losses in this thing. He's got to put up $175 million
Thank
bond.
Thank you. They're like, oh, this guy, they're giving him firing squad instead of lethal injection for his business.
Right.
It's like, when do the perks end with this guy? I'm like, you're killing the business.
If his first bond was $175 million, we'd all be going, that's crazy.
It's too much.
Because it is crazy. Anything above zero on this thing is crazy, basically.
Well, that's what's so funny. So when you think of it that way, okay, and CNN screwed up last week. I loved this clip. We played it on Thursday and Friday. They're like, well, if he has to sell off his assets, Mar-a-Lago is worth at least $240 million. I'm like, but the whole point of the trial is that they pretended it was worth 18. So they outed themselves. He did not devalue the property. But this is the point I was trying to make as a comic. It's like Jon Stewart opened his show last night with this whole, you know, Trump, this is ludicrous. You try going in and committing fraud and getting away with it. But that's all based on the BS belief that he committed fraud. Right. He didn't commit the fraud. Mar-a-Lago was not worth $18 million. The guy who said it was worth $18 million is the guy who's committing fraud.
Right.
If your neighbor's property is $150, give me this. This is basic real estate. If your neighbor's property is $150 million, the other neighbor's $200 million, your property could contain nothing but a bag of dog poop. It has to be worth probably $150 million based on the comps, no?
That's right. And you're accurately describing my property, which I don't appreciate, you know, on national radio. This is a little embarrassing.
But it's true. And it's like you think about what real estate is selling for down there on that straight of stretch of land. And it's like Rush Limbaugh, the late, great Rush Limbaugh. His house just sold for $155 million. He lives down the block from Trump. There's no neighborhood where one of the houses is magically worth $18 million. It wouldn't matter. Okay? And that's the reality of this, is that the banks aren't alleging fraud. We've had this discussion 100 times. So the people who can't just let it go are actually just, I think, unwell. Does that make sense?
Well, they're just watching. Like, this is the thing that makes the world okay again.
Yes.
It all has to work. And when somebody comes in and says, well, none of your argument hangs together here. I mean, you've just self-contradicted yourself. They're like, that's hard to hear. It's not easy to hear that your arguments actually don't fit together. And that's exactly what you have happening.
They don't want to hear that. They're like, oh, this guy gets all the perks. This guy that's being charged for the first time ever.
Like, fit those Jenga pieces together. It's not happening.
It's not a perk. If you're getting charged with murder and no one's dead, it's not a perk.
No.
Okay? They're like, well, you're in luck. We're only gonna pursue life in prison. You're like, but nobody's dead. What do you mean? But that's why we can't have nice things.
That's right.
The whole port in the storm argument I make every day on the air, which is like, hey, we need a place where people can chill out. They're the proof that we need one and that we're broken. Like this week, what was the big media story? Well, Rona McDaniel's got to go because she said the 2020 election wasn't legit. Said everyone who said the 2016 election wasn't legit. I'm like, apparently, like, I'm not an expert on, like, home goods, but something tells me they haven't sold a lot of mirrors in the last 10 years. If there's one sector that's down right now, it's the mirror sector has got to be kaput.
It's an amazing business. When history is completely taken off the table for you, it's an amazing business to be in.
You do it
every day. It's like, what do I want to say today? What do I want to invent today? Nah, it doesn't matter what I said back then.
I'll tell you this, Rona McDaniel, she's the problem. And it's like, I wish I could say to NBC, I'm like, hey, do you guys realize Republicans didn't like her either? Like, they would, if they realized in theory she was unpopular within the party because they thought she was too establishment, and you're only taking that NBC gig so you could show up and do what Michael Steele did, which is like be labeled a Republican, but take Democratic positions. What do we always say? An MSNBC Republican is like a chicken that works on the board at Popeyes. Okay? You can label yourself a chicken, but you are not operating with your fellow chicken's best interest in mind. Okay? Honestly, Brenberg, if you were a chicken, okay, would you be taking life advice from a chicken that worked on the board at Popeyes? No, you would not, Brenberg.
Well, I'd just like to say, burk, 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 burk,
burk, burk, burk. I'll tell you what we chickens need. We need more value meals. We need more family buckets. That's what we need as chickens. And you're like, no, I'm a chicken. I don't think this is good for the chicken community, actually. I think the value meal has been one of the worst things that's ever happened to the chicken community. And then they're like, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a racist chicken. And you're like, what do you mean I'm a racist chicken?
God, it's hard to be a chicken these.
You with your white meat drumsticks. You're like, no, the point is I'm getting killed. It's not good for chickens to have chickens working at Popeyes. But they can't wrap their head around that, so they just yell, you're the bad guy. Get Rona McDaniel. I don't want to see her. It's dumb. This is the dumbest time. I shouldn't have brought back the vet. That's what I've learned.
Should have just kept going, man. And I don't know where you end, but you just keep going until you feel like you're
where
there.
I would have ended based on the gas mileage is like 89th Street. That's where I would have ended.
True.
89th and West End. The cops surround me.
Good territory up there.
It's a good hood. I could be. Well, listen, when I lived on the Upper West Side, so we lived on 101st and Broadway, where Lincoln Fela was technically conceived. 101st and Broadway is where we lived at the time. When Jenny was pregnant with Lincoln, we moved to 102nd. So we moved uptown, as we like to say.
Yeah,
we moved up a block, same side of the street.
Fancy.
You don't know this, but everyone listening in the air quote flyover states who are living the best lives. Mm. You're from Minnesota, but you know this as me, as someone who toured the country and is married to an Ohio girl. I have an affinity for everywhere but here. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up here. My family's here. My industry's here. I'm here, but I'm in on the joke that the people in the middle of the country are having the best. They're just having the best time. Okay. But one of the things they need to know about New York, where we've decided we're smarter than everybody else because we're paying $8,300 a month for a studio apartment. This happened to me. Okay. I don't think I've ever told you a story. So Jenny is pregnant with Lincoln. It's the summer of 08. We decide we're moving into a one-bedroom on 111th and Adam Clayton Powell. It's a brand-new gut-renovated hotel, apartment. It's a little beyond our means, but we've decided no big deal. Jimmy can drive 7 days a week for a little while. What could possibly go wrong? We're driving 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. What's the seventh day? It's muscle memory at this point. You're going to be fine, Jimmy. You know, the whole sleep when you're dead thing. So we sign a lease for this new apartment. We load up the moving truck from 101st Street, shoot down on the subway to the realtor to get the keys to the new apartment. And they're like, oh, yeah, someone else rented this. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? I signed a lease. I have, you know, we didn't countersign the lease. One of our brokers continued to show it. And it's $1,000 more a month. I mean, if you want to outbid them, you could, because we technically haven't given them the
keys.
That
is so New York.
That's what you're dealing with. So now I have a pregnant wife, a loaded moving truck, and I'm homeless. This is crazy. Okay. By the way, we were moving into at the time, wrap your head around this in the middle of the country, a $3,500 a month one bedroom, which was known as a deal in 2008.
Oh, it's a steal, man.
A steal, which is a lot more than anyone listening is paying for their mortgage in the middle of the country. I'm in a one bedroom with a pantless hobbit in the lobby who greets you every day, and he's not waving his hand. I mean, he's waving something. I'm not going to, you know, that whole thing, but yeah, anyway. So the point is, okay, we're now homeless. This is New York. This is how it works. Okay. So I now get back into my cab, just driving, and Jenny's shopping for real estate. We have to move our stuff into public storage. Okay. And go crash out at my mom's for a few days while we apartment hunt, as you do. It's not paying for public storage. I met a dude in my cab who was the super in the building on 102nd, who got into my cab one day And sometimes you can tell when people need to talk because they just get in and sigh. So a guy just got in. He's like, I'm going down 89th and 5th. Like that. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what's going on? I'm not kidding. He goes, let me just say that moving is a... And I was like, oh, you don't say. You don't say. And I told him my story. And he was like, dude, he's like, I'm vacating my apartment. I'm a super in a building. He's like, it's not going to be available for like a month. But that's what we did. We had to live at my mom's for a month with our stuff
and
storage.
And you got his place.
Wound up getting his. But again, we were at my mom's for a month paying for public storage because a landlord rented an apartment out from under us a month after we had signed a lease on the day we were supposed to move in. And the point is to everybody in the middle of the country, all of these elites on the coasts that you see in big legacy media are idiots. They tell you they know better than you. They tell you you're the stupid people. I promise you, nowhere in the world is there a family that would be better off if only they saw a pantless wino going potty on the sidewalk while they walk their kid to school. That guy's, no one's writing that country song. About it, you know, if only I had gotten into a ninja fight on the subway while I was taking my kid to kindergarten. That country song isn't being written. Am I wrong? Am I feel like I'm
it's
right, Brendan.
It's giving me an idea, though. It's giving me ideas.
There's
at this
a market
point.
For that.
I think so.
Well, listen, all the hot new artists are on the one train right
That's
now.
Right.
You ride the one train. We're in the golden age of mariachi because of the open border, and it's good music. I'm there. The mariachi bands on the one line are so good. I'm now in support of open borders.
That's right.
I'm like, if the music's going to be this good, if we can just get the crime thing under control,
dude, accordions everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
you guys
amazing.
Can phase out the fentanyl. I've never heard such good accordion in my morning commute as I hear right now. But the point is, I should have gotten the vet. You're right. I should have kept driving.
Yeah.
And everybody in the middle of the country should take a sense of validation from this interview because they are smarter.
Yeah.
They are. It's just like, is there anything dumber to you than the phrase McMansion? Because they say it derisively.
Yes. And you only hear it out here.
Yes, I know.
Because in the rest of the world, people are like, I have a nice house.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of room. My kids can go out in the yard and play.
Yeah.
Life is pretty good.
Yeah, that's not.
You got to put a mick in front of it so that I feel better about, my 1,000-square-foot apartment.
Yeah. That's not a real mansion. It was affordable and the taxes are low.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, that's not a bad thing. You know, these guys hooking up with these easy Playboy bunnies. I mean, time was you struck out with these women and you went home with some pig. Look at these losers in the middle of the country with their McBunnies. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. It's a Playboy bunny. The guy's doing okay
with
for
Mick
himself.
Savings accounts
these guys,
and Mick safety.
These guys
and Mick happiness.
If you live in the middle of the country, you are a genius. You heard it here first. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Be sure to watch Fox News Saturday night this Saturday with myself, Kennedy, Dave Landau, Jesse Waters is there, Charles McBee is in the house, Hey Girl. And of course, if you miss Saturday night, it will replay Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel. I will see you back here Monday, ready to roll.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.